Session number 20182, Reel 2.
If you had your bottle lad wasn't there, your bottle lass, they'd help you with your gear. They were like that.
Does that mean they didn't treat you as an equal?
No, they didn't treat you like... they treat you just like a woman.
Yeah.
They were very good. The carpenters, they were a real smashing lot, they were. They always asked for me. They always asked for me if they wanted a job doing. They would say, oh, send Francis the little boner, we want her. Just get cigarettes, they used to bring us cigarettes and chewing gum, sweets in. If you know, just doing the little job, well, I was paid for doing the job.
Yeah.
But it was their kindness. I don't know whether it was because my hubby worked in there, in the new, but I found everybody nice to them.
What about, would you still think it's a man's world though? I mean, do you think women could go in there?
Yes, it's just for men. Just for men.
Well, I mean, you did it. I mean, you were there and you did a good, very successful.
I know, but I think it is just for men. No, women in peacetime shouldn't be working in shipyards.
Why not?
Well, I mean, all through the war, the men, you know, they've had to control their tongues.
Uh-huh.
And I think they want their freedom.
Well, I think they can work in a shipyard without swearing.
I think they all do. My father never swore at home, uh-huh. Never in front of us. But what he did when he went to sea, we don't know.
Uh-huh.
Like all the men. No, it's... Shipyard and that, it's only for men, not for women. We had to do it if we wanted the war finished. But I preferred to go in a shipyard. I had the choice to either go in the Land Army or join the ATS. I'll go into the munition factories. I thought, well, I'm going to the shipyard.
Before we were married, did you work?
No, I was working in a fish shop. Cleaning the fish, boning it, a 5 shilling a week.
How old were you then, Pat?
I was 16.
How old were you when you started the shipping?
I was about... I was over 20, just over the 20. I had my 21st birthday in the shipyard. That was it.
Did you after the war? Did you go out to work after you'd had started your family?
Yes, I did. I went to the rice biscuit factory on night shift.
Uh-huh.
I worked there. Finished. 26 years ago since I packed in there. I worked on the night shift.
Did you do any other work?
No, I didn't do any other work. Of course, you see, I had me son and my daughter then, you see. And I just took this night shift to help me through.
So that's why, so all the time when you've worked, that was just to help. In relation to the home.
Yes. But the money wasn't all that good, you know. And it was a bit extra.
My mother worked in Wright's Biscuit Shop. After you, right?
Pardon?
My mother worked in Wright's Biscuit
Shop. Did she?
Yeah, but long after you, I think. So about 1962 or something.
It's all finished down there now, isn't it? Look how slavery it was. Oh, hot. I was in the down in the big house, you know. It's heavy. Oh, and with me being little, the tubs, you know, I used to stand 2 flats to reach the door. I'd tell you that a few times, and yet it was heavy, you know, mm-hmm. and you weren't paid that much money right. pushing them great big tubs. Did your mother work in the packing department? Yeah. Oh, and I walked down the deck, it was yeah. heavy. The spade, the shovel rather, mm-hmm. was nearly as heavy as me. You know, the shovel and yeah. great big lumps the dough, and you had to lift it and throw it on the hopper.
Do you think, Annie? Yeah. I see what you mean by being small and having to do
it. I know. But I liked it. But it was slavery. It was proper slavery.
You didn't think the shipyards were slavery?
I liked the shipyard better than the biscuit factory. Of course, I was in the open air, you say, do you want to smoke?
I have one of mine.
It was hot in the biscuit factory. Little jobs. Uh-huh. You know, very interesting. You see, I've forgotten all the names of the jobs.
Yeah. Well, that's a long time, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't say, well, I've had a lot of trouble. You know, with parents and losing my parents and losing his parents, and I lost a sister and I lost a brother there.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of body in that. But I was yeah. grateful for working there because I got all my home.
Yeah.
I bought all my home for him when he came out of the army because I had no prospect when he came out of buying anything out of a wage of £4.19 and 6.
Yeah.
So I bought all my home. And I spent a halfpenny on myself, apart from my holidays. We got a fortnight's holiday, and I used to get away down to Cornwall or Kent, and then come back and fresh as a daisy, start all over again, till the next fortnight's holiday, the next following year. I used to be looking forward to it. Of course, I didn't work. All day Saturday and all day Sunday and all the hardships all the time. It was only when the ship was near its finishing, you know, you had to put as much time as you didn't have to. You weren't compelled to do it.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, more money for me.
Right.
Although it wasn't a great lot.
You said you have a daughter. Did she work at all?
I've got a daughter, she's 38. She's a man's arrest at Sunderland. She's married, and her son, they are married.
But your daughter, does your daughter work? She has children, does she?
And
you have grandchildren as well?
I've got four grandchildren. I've got a granddaughter, she's nearly 18. And three grandsons.
So does your... Your daughter's got children, and she works. So.
Yes, she's got a daughter and a son. And her daughter, that's my granddaughter. She wants to be a nurse. She's putting in for a join the either the Air Force or the Army to be a nurse. As time went on, he left all his money to me. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a great lot.
So you're saying, like, in the war, that's what the war was for you? Just, it's just work.
Work, that's it.
And a lot of worry.
Oh, yes, a lot of worry attached to it. I mean, you didn't know when you were going to get a letter say I'd been killed or... Because you didn't get your mail regular.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it went months before you got a letter. And I think if I hadn't had this job at the shipyard, I think it would have just gotten me completely on the bottom.
Yeah.
I had plenty to occupy my mind.
But it was a lot of hard work, obviously.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, in lots of ways, you must have felt very pleased at the end of the war.
Oh, I was, yes.
Because you had all that money together.
Yes. Because I had my home all ready for him to come back to. I hadn't a house, but I had it all stored at his mother's.
Yes.
Oh, I had an accident there with my butt. As usual, my bottle girl wasn't on the job. And I went to get the oxygen myself. And of course, with being on a bank, there was only the big bottles.
Yeah.
Well, I got two and I was rolling them down.
Yeah.
And I saw the head managing director. And of course, I run down the bank and put my foot. Well, the two of them went on my foot. I had my big toe and I had blisters in the nose. Just clipped all the blisters off.
Mm.
And they said, oh, you'll have to lie off on the sick. Well, of course, them days, you got your sick money through your insurance. Seven and six, that's all I got. So, I thought, why, I'm losing out here, not being at work. Of course, I managed to get my shoe on all right. And I used to go by dressings. You know, my toes, all the blisters, and I just clipped them off. And I lost my toenail. It was sore, like, but I managed to get my shoe on and get it back into work.
Yeah.
So I didn't stay on the sick. I only had 1, 7, and 6.
I was thinking all these things that happened to you, and nothing deterred you from going back in there. I mean, all those accidents you had.
Oh, because I looked forward to it.
Uh-huh.
Because when you weren't doing anything, you know, you're waiting for the job coming along.
Aye.
You could stand and talk to the men or the women.
Uh-huh.
I'll go for a smoke, have a cup of tea.
You weren't told that you couldn't talk to the men or anything like that?
Oh no, you had to mix up, because I mean you had to work for them. The tradesmen, you had to do their jobs.
Yeah.
I had to go on welding, but I wasn't keen on that. You know, I wasn't supposed to. But I was dying to have a try.
Yeah, to find out what it was like.
But I didn't like it. I thought, oh, I'm stuck to me bone. Oh, up on the men. Oh, they were really good. Oh. But it was something that I never thought I would do.
Did you think you'd be capable?
No, I didn't. That's the first time I had ever seen burning.
But you never thought, when you said you never thought you'd do it, does that mean you never thought you'd get into that?
Well, if it hadn't been for the war, that's how I got in, but if there hadn't been a war, I would never have been in, because they didn't start women in the shipyards, did they?
But did you feel you proved that women can do that kind of work?
Yes. And there was no grudge. The men, they never used to say, she's getting the same wage as what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
They served the apprenticeship, the 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We walked in. I mean, I didn't go into any training school.
Yeah.
It was only apprentice that just showed me what I had to do.
Yeah.
It was mainly to use the gear. That's all. And when they found I was efficient at the job, well, they put us on the ships, you see. But I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It was. There was one day, though, that I'd taken the gangway away. Well, my bottle lad was away, and I thought, well, how am I going to get up here? Come down the rope ladder. Terrible. I says, well, my gear, staying aboard. You were supposed to wrap your gear up, take it all in, you know, into the cellar. And I says, I'm afraid them doing doing these rope ladders. I was terrified. That was the first time I've had to come down a rope ladder.
Right.
Oh, was my God.
Site? Was that in the gut?
In the gut.
Right.
I'll never forget
that.
In
the jetty.
Yes, I'll never forget that. Just come down, it wasn't a bad gun doing the gangway, but coming down the rope ladder, oh, yeah. My. And there was a lot of soldiers were wounded and were all paid so much in, and we had this big party for the wounded soldiers in Redhead's canteen, and we all had a partner for to look after each wounded soldier. And then that could have a dance, they got a dance. We paid for it all. We gave them a grand night, we did.
Did you, with all this sort of working, did you think you were helping your husband as well? In a way, by doing?
Well, in a way, I think. We all put our heads together, all the women, and we thought, well, we'll do something for the lads.
Yeah.
And we invited them, and we paid for all the do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they really enjoyed themselves. And then all the managing directors, well, they know them. But we were shocked with some of them, the way they came back from the war. It was sad to see them. You know, there was one had no arms on, blind. You know, it was heartrending to see them.
Yeah.
And I used to think, hey, my God, if my husband comes back like this. It was sad to see them, it was.
But he was all right.
Oh, yes, he was all right. He came back all right.